come to you as humbly as we know how with another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jared King. You already know. Follow me on Twitter, _TheKing, _. And follow my brother, Kinghead57, Brian King, Kinghead57. I want you to be Kinghead57 so bad. You just go ahead and change your birth certificate. Change all your stuff to Kinghead.
No,
follow him on Twitter and Instagram. You already know what it is. And, right? Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow them at the Barber's Chair Net on Twitter. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts, more entertaining subjects and talking about the Falcons and Desmond Ridder and Arthur Smith. But, you know, we're going to get into it. Falcons just pulled off a stunning upset, losing 9-7 to the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. My co-host was very close to calling the score. I did not let him get out of here being pessimistic last week, but I'm not going to hold back this week. And, the clock already ran out on Desmond Ridder. I think everybody with any sense of brain capacity, football understanding has jumped ship on the Desmond Ridder train, but the train to fire Arthur Smith is the horn is tooting. The conductor is asking for your tickets because that one's about to leave the station if it's not already chugging on out of the station. Ooh,
what would you give Desmond Ridder? No, we don't play Madden right now. What would you give his overall right now for you,
man? That's a solid. I can't even give him a 69. He's a 68.
The fact that you gave him a 68.
Because he fast.
All right, take away his speed.
Bro.
About a 53.
I don't know.
And our backup is about a 55.
Yeah, that's the other part of the problem.
We are in the doldrums.
That is the other part of the problem. He said, we got a quarterback decision to make this week. Well, sir, you got Taylor Heineke. You might as well play Ridder out.
You know how stupid this is, bro?
It is on par with the Falcons, but how stupid?
Cam is literally doing what we do.
Hey.
And recording podcasts. But he's in the A all the time.
Hey.
And actually has a restaurant and a cigar bar right by the stadium. And he's constantly at Lakewood. It's just interesting. Like, you can't tell me that Cam with his shoulder ain't better than Ridder. Cam with these weapons ain't better than Ridder.
Hey.
Cam's major issue was that he didn't have weapons. And then it was that he overthrows people. And we got Pitts, Drake London, a running back. I'd take Cam in the pocket way before I take Ridder. And I'd pay him. Are we strapped on the cap?
Hey.
Ain't Cam asking for like $5 million?
We have three games left, brother. That was an October discussion.
You're right. But these are coming across my mind.
I'm just saying.
Once we realized Ridder was a pumpkin and Heineke was also Heineke.
I don't think, because you're trying to salvage the season, I think it was literally, are you going to the playoffs or you not? These are the quarterbacks you picked.
Yeah.
I get into it because it's like people asking for Terry's head. And I'm like, Ryan Nielsen came in year one and we got a good defense. Art got the players he wanted for 3 years and we still ass on offense. So I can't. This is who he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You picked Ridder. that's fine. Because the upside was, all right, at least Ritter's not going to just turn the ball over. He's not going to do no dumb shit. But now he's doing dumb shit, and you're still putting him in positions to do dumb shit. Like, at least, worst case, the Bears said, all right, we don't trust Justin Fields. We get you DJ Moore. We're going to run a shit ton of screens. We don't even run screens. Our screen game's so ass. Mm-mm. Like, there's nothing. It's still nothing easy about the offense. Like, yes, Ritter threw a dumbass pass in the triple coverage. But why are you not just running the ball three straight times right there?
Who's the quarterback coach?
Dave Ragone.
Oh, his name comes up again. Yeah, he got to get gone.
Yeah, man. It's you have he's a de facto quarterback coach. So now you got a backup, you know, I think it was what, NFL Europe type quarterback as your quarterback coach. Your head coach is an O lineman, so he can't even give you input. Your other quarterback on the staff, TJ Yates, is coaching your wide receivers. You know, these are arch decisions. While Ryan Nielsen sitting here saying, look, I know D-line front seven play. I'm going to go get Jerry Gray. I got Steven Jackson. You got a hell of a staff on the defensive side of the ball. We got a bunch of clusterfuck on offense. So there's no way you lose that game.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go.
You lost to the 1-1 Cardinals. They said it was their Super Bowl. They lost that one. They came into this saying this is a playoff-esque game. You score 7 points.
In the rain.
You needed to keep pace with the Bucks and the Saints if you want a shot at the Colts about to hang 30 on us. And it's not even going to be the defense's fault. That's what I feel so bad about is the defense gave up 6 points. Yes, it was 9. Bijan fumbled in field goal range. So it's like the defense allowed 6 points, and people are saying, well, if they would have got a stop at the end of the game. Bitch, if they would have scored 10 points, we win.
Right.
The bar is in hell for the offense, and Art still can't clear. So, like, oh, bro. And then for him to come out and say, oh, we didn't prepare all that well for this game.
Well, you know, you showed us that your locker room isn't all the way together with Mac Hollins walking around like a banshee.
I don't get it, man.
It's a telltale sign. Imagine if somebody was walking around looking like him on any of our teams. First, you getting took out. Like, we going to fight you for embarrassing us for walking around looking like this. Second of all, we're going to fight you because we know we're not going to get in trouble for it. Third of all, coach ain't even finna let you get on the bus. And if there's something wrong with you, you're going to just stay on the bus. You're not even getting on in his locker room. You're not bringing that energy into the locker room.
Yeah, bro.
So, break and go. It's all good, you know.
Rough. Wolf. I don't even, yeah. Colts up next. Colts are surging. They're 8-6. They've won 5 of the last 6 games. This is a road game, which we know it's a home game. It's a home game. The team plays well at home, but I mean, all bets are off. This is a team with a winning record. I have no faith that they can beat a team with a winning record. Gardner Minshew's not that good of a quarterback, but for the third game in a month, Arthur Smith has no clue how to manage game script. He's got no clue how to flip the field for his offense. Panthers had the offense pinned on field position for the whole first quarter. And it was like, this is the same game as the Titans game. This is the same as the Bucks game. And we have no answers. And it's like, I'm fine waiting on, like, you know, Drake London to develop and Pitts to develop and Bijan making rookie mistakes. Art, you 40-something, bro. You've been coaching. How do you know? This is inexcusable stuff. Like, you don't know how to flip the field.
No, you don't know basic stuff. Mm-mm. And it makes me think about, like, how many of these folks really know how to play Madden or set and really learn the game?
I mean, I ain't gonna question him there, but it's like he got limitations. And you sitting there, because hell, Ritter been playing quarterback his whole life. You say don't throw in a triple coverage, his dumb ass gonna throw in a triple coverage. It's like
a fool.
It's rot. It's all rot on offense. Like
just, then you didn't like you. He didn't even set his feet to throw it. It's almost like he tried to throw a no look.
He said, I'm gonna get it around him. Drake's wide open. Drake's wide open in his point of his line of sight.
Like high school stuff.
Yep.
Set up, square your shoulders, deliver the throw on target, touchdown.
Yep. And it's like, and that's the part that's frustrating with Ritter, because it's like everybody's like, oh, he's not good, but he wasn't this bad in his four games that he played last year. Like, and everybody's like, oh, it was the talent. His decision making is shit. This ain't even the same quarterback that was at Cincinnati. If you would have, if this is how he was playing at Cincinnati, Cincinnati never gets to the college football playoff.
12 for 20,
152,
1-1.
That one hurts, bro. He could launch that bitch into the stands and won the game. I don't get it. And it's like, again, who's coaching him? Desmond. Sometimes the defense wins. It's all right.
You can't coach that like that. You got to cuss his ass out.
How have you get the message
out like you need to get cussed out? That's the problem.
I guess. I mean,
I would find Raheem Morris again. He can coach every position on the doggone field the way we had him.
Bro, hey, three more games. That boy getting that slip. He gonna get that slip in New Orleans too. Saints are chomping at the boy.
I would really prefer them give him the slip before New Orleans.
No,
because just from a fan perspective, like, we don't need to go into the offseason dealing with that chatter. In addition to an L, you want to just a whole sledgehammer with a guillotine connected to it.
Here we go. What team do you root for?
The Bears.
The Atlanta Falcons. You take whatever situation that's possible and make it the absolute worst fucking case.
Right now.
We are going to New Orleans 6-10, and the Saints are going to blow us out. And Art is going to get his pink slip, having gone 7-10, 7-10, 6-11 in a blowout loss to the Saints in New Orleans as his last game. Mark him.
I mark him. I put money on that one. I ain't never rooting for them toilet bowl dwellers.
Yeah, like I ain't rooting for him, but it's like this is that we are headed for exactly what that Saints team lives for. And the only benefit is Sean Payton's not over there. Because if Sean Payton, Drew Brees over there, they'd hang 50.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
But
they
Derek
not.
Derek Carr
going to be J-Mo.
Yeah.
He'll slide J-Mo out in front of us.
Exactly.
Yeah, go out there, J-Mo.
Because, like, they plan for the division. Like, everybody's like, I don't want to win the division. They got pride, bro. They look, Derek Carr ass, we know it, but fuck all y'all. We're going to win the South, though. We not y'all, sorry.
Yep.
And so if it comes down to it and the Bucks get the Panthers to end the season, and if the Bucks are tied and the Saints are tied and they both got to win week 18, and we rotten in – on a four-game losing streak?
Whoever.
Art has shown every time there's a high-stakes game, we lost. So it's like, they're not winning week 18. They are not winning week 18. Chalk that L up. And the Colts are playing to win the AFC South. They need to win to keep pace. There's one L. And then you traveling to Chicago? – Hey, it's, man, the way you lose. We getting 3 L's.
It's not even a high quality tank either. This is ugly.
They tried. Like the last 2 years, the last 2 years, they overachieved. This year, you underachieved spectacularly. Easiest schedule in the league, and you can't even get a winning record.
Y'all pie. Boo! Boo! Yeah, that's it's pretty terrible there, brother.
Yeah.
I got a question on the stats, on the box scores. I was just analyzing something. I don't want you to look at the box scores. Just embrace this.
Vibes.
Cordero, how many touches did he get and how many yards? Were his yards more than his touches?
Yes. Because I don't think he got that many touches. How many touches did he get? 3.
5 carries.
4 yards.
Negative 2 yards.
Damn.
1 catch. 2 yards.
Net 0. Jesus.
What are we doing?
And that's the part that
irritates me. How do you expect him to stay engaged and motivate this team? What is he here for? Like, you just going to relegate Cordero to locker room presence?
Yep.
Or scapegoat for back end zone passes?
I don't know, bro.
What is he here for? You see what Calais does when Calais is turned up. You seen what Cordero does when Cordero's turned up.
That's really, yeah. Like, and that's where I fall on Art, because it's like, bro, you're not even using what you got.
Mm-mm.
You said you're not
leveraging any of your leadership.
Mm-mm. You're going to give them 5 carries. And they were shit carries, too. It's like, oh, well, it's raining. It's always an excuse, bro. Like, this shit is not hard. This shit is not hard. You got one of the best run games in the league for the past 3 years. And still, it's like, and I know folks was banged up, but like, bro, this shit is not hard.
Mm-mm.
It's not hard. Like, he'll have moments where it's like, okay, cool. Like, he just got plays. He don't got no rhythm.
No rhythm. It's like, got his rhythm and Ritter's rhythm. No rhythm.
No rhythm. They just out there, just next play. I don't know.
Shit.
Yeah, man. Like,
it is.
Ooh, ain't no rhyme or reason out there. We about to end the season with a quarterback who can't throw a touchdown a game. He probably gonna have more turnovers. He's gonna have more turnovers than touchdowns.
Whew. You wanna know what's crazy? It's so crazy I lost my train of thought. Sorry, guys.
Wow. Let's get into these Colts, man. Gardner Minshew's coming to town. Luckily, it's not Anthony Richardson. So we don't gotta. I don't gotta hear that for a week at least. You know, everybody. It's been Hot Take Monday. Everybody wanna bring up old takes from April, but you know, there's a bunch of accounts I ain't never interacted with. That's cost of doing business, baby. You put yourself out there. Somebody got something to say.
10 wins.
Hey, I said 10 wins and somebody getting fired.
Hey, that's what I was going to say. We were staring at, what did you say, about 11-5 season?
Mm-hmm.
Hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
We talk about small mistakes. Like, yeah. Ridley just throw the ball out of the back of the end zone and could make 2 field goals, and we 8-6 right now instead of 6-8.
Literal coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it. So
that 3-game skid they went on, bro. That's the net. Like, you can't lose. You lost to 2 1-win teams in the same season. You were the sucker.
Yep.
if both those teams were 0-for, we would have been their first win.
That's so trash.
Like, think about that, bro. We were that close to being two teams' first wins mid-season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, all right. It's, I feel like last week, bro. I don't really, really want to talk about the Colts, bro. Like, trash team. Oh, Falcons. What's wrong, brothers? The Indianapolis Colts. Some quick math for you are averaging 25 points a game. The Falcons struggled to break 25 points in any one game. They just scored one touchdown in two of their last three games. The over-under is set at 44 and a half.
Can you do math?
You saw where I was. You saw exactly where I was teeing that one up.
Listen, you know, I hate to take the value out of the tickets, but, you know, this could be an ugly game in the stands, too.
Boy, the stands might be empty.
That's what I'm talking about.
It might be blue.
We took the ghost of Panthers past.
Yeah, man. Fans ain't showing up for this one.
The ghost of Christmas Eve in the bins.
Yeah.
It's going to be Christmas decorated Eve. And empty.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing this shit the night before Christmas? The day before Christmas? No.
Mm-hmm.
And they lucky Colts fans don't travel like that. Woof. They hung 30 on the Steelers. They hung 31 on the Titans. They hung 27 on the Bucks. That's three of the past four games. Again, I like my defense. But this offense is going to be pinned to the mat. Belt to ass.
Well, 60
minutes of getting their ass kicked. Art ain't showed he ain't got no answers for nothing, for nobody.
Mm-mm.
You got.
They set up for that last field goal. He was sick. You saw it all in his face. He took that headset off. Like, oh, damn.
Yep. You got DeForest Buckner on the inside, Taven Bryan on the inside. You got Ebba Khan on the outside, Quiddy Pay on the outside. If that O line is not healthy, we ain't running the ball nowhere.
Cookbook.
And the worst part is. You play Taylor Heineke. He throwing one or two.
You know it. Automatic. Factor
like,
in.
Yeah, it's auto. And that's the other thing I said. If Taylor Heineke plays any extended period this season, it was over.
It's season over.
We about to see that four out there on the field. I said, if Ritter trots out there, the few fans that are in the stadium going to boo the hell out of him. That's the wild part. So they have to play Heineke.
But the funny part, too, is ain't nobody going to be there.
He's going to play well. Boo. It's going to be a light boo.
Oh, they're saying coo.
Right? They're not booing, guys. They're actually saying coo. That's what the broadcast is going to say. Mm-hmm. But it's like, they secondary's fine. The linebackers got speed. We couldn't beat the Titans. Jeez. I feel like this is a similar game. I think Colts dominate time of possession. Like if I had to bet right now, Colts gonna have the ball 35 to 40 minutes.
40?
I let you get away with a 12 to 13 last. I'm giving you between 35 and 40 minutes.
I ain't giving you 40.
I ain't saying it
ain't gonna be close to 40. I'll give you 35 max. We'll still run and do dump offs and Jonnu, you know, passes.
I'm gonna give you.
Who they DBs? Who they corners?
They had the ball 33 minutes last week. So I'll give you 35 as the max.
Yeah.
And that was with Mitchell throwing two picks. Yeah, that's them. Those are Heineke stats right there.
Mm-hmm.
16 of 23, 169 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
We made Biddy look like he was in control of the game.
That boy. Mike Hughes, the worst player on defense. The Panthers literally said, where's 21? Attack bro, him.
I done told y'all this for how long?
They said, find 21. That is not Deion.
The worst signing that we had this year.
Man. Hey, everybody make mistakes. Players fuck up, but you know.
He been fucking up too much. He got to go.
No, I'm talking about Terry with the signing, but.
Oh. Child. Terry brought in Bates. Yeah. He Gucci in my book. I don't care what nobody say.
I mean, the only saving grace I'm holding on to is the Colts are banged up. Jonathan Taylor was out. He likely comes back for this one.
Yeah, get that money right. Get it rocks off on us.
Zach Moss is hurt. He's gonna play. But other than that, I mean, Michael Pittman Jr., they're going to spam targets. They're going to show Art what it looks like to spam targets to a receiver. Josh Downs might get loose because Okuda's not healthy.
This is a game that I don't want to watch and waste time on.
Hey, baby. For the people.
For who?
I know. For me. I know, man.
At this point, you know, this is why I root for the Tide. I need balance. I can't be going through this stress. I already ain't got no hair. You going to turn my beard gray now?
Yeah, baby, it's on the way. You signed up for this.
We got good hope now. They let us in there in that dance. Falcons wrap it up.
Hey. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't got too many answers. Like, I feel like the Colts are a clear – at this point in the season, I wouldn't have said at the beginning of the season, but they are a clear step above the Falcons.
Clear.
I don't think the defense is better than the Falcons, but I think their offense is good enough that their defense is going to be able to rest, and their defense gets to play Desmond Ridder. Our defense has to play Gardner Minshew. So,
would you say we're one of the top five worst teams in the NFL?
No. We have two major problems. Head coach, quarterback.
But that's like saying, my knee got two major problems, ACL and PCL. MCL sometimes.
But LCL, no, maybe. We not top five worst, bro. The roster. The defense still got talent, bro. The defense be balling, bro. We the only goofy asses. Drake London got two games with 10 targets. We can't on screens. Slants, drags.
Listen to yourself.
We don't run any easy.
Listen to yourself. That sound like top five.
Work roster not that bad.
I'm not talking about the roster.
That's what I'm saying. Roster not bad.
A team. Factor in the crippling effect of your head coach and quarterback and nowhere to turn.
Yeah.
That's the sick part. Like, we just watched the Browns pick up Joe Flacco.
Ass. Yeah, bro. When you factor that, yeah, top five worst. That's why you got fired, bro. We down there, shit. At least the Raiders having fun smoking cigars and shit.
Right. It ain't even cigars. They got that thing in there.
The cigars.
How is he pulling a cigar like that? I wonder why.
Max Crosby French inhaling a cigar. Come on, man.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just bottom five situation right now. But, you know, Colts, I ain't never rooting for no Falcons loss. I think the Falcons are outmatched right now. And
what's the point of winning these games?
Oh, there is no point. I just don't think this. I don't think it's gonna happen. Even on their best day, bro. I think the best days of this team happened in October when they beat, you know, the Texans. Desmond Ridder had a really good game against the Texans. That was the, if he could be more of this, we have a quarterback. That was fresh out getting waxed by the Lions and the Jags. You're like, okay, I mean, we not Super Bowl contender, but be better than the Texans. And he went and played. And then, my brother, we have won 3 games since that victory. And honestly, if we want to be real, that was October 8th. If we want to be real, if Baker didn't throw that pick to Richie in that first game, we lose to the Bucks in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. We were on the roads in Tampa. That was a cool game.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like you got one convincing victory against the Saints, one convincing victory against the Jets that we kind of could have lost to.
Well, that Saints game, that's energy from the fans return next year.
Yeah, because I don't think Art makes it. That's the thing. I don't think Art makes it. You got the media pissed. Y'all, it is livid. They are living in Atlanta. And you can't be like, yeah, we're going to bring Arthur Smith back. Because then it's like.
And going into 24. Y'all spoke like, that a little early. Right? What if y'all lose to the Panthers?
What if y'all bottom out? You know you're the Falcons, right? What if, barring a collapse?
Did you remember what happened last year in Carolina? Goodness. We're pretty much the same team.
This is
in the rain.
He about to be on his 4th quarterback.
Back pass.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, bro. Same thing.
Yeah, no, it's time for brother to get on.
He gotta go, man. And they gotta get a quarterback. They have to get a quarterback to get fans. That's why I'm like, it feels makes sense because it's like, bro, at least the fans would be like, finally, y'all dumbasses should have took him in 2021. Like, whether you agree with that or not, at least the fans can get excited about Fields.
Facts. And that on the flip side, I don't understand how the Bears get rid of Fields too, knowing that. He has the potential to blow up. But do what you guys do, you know?
We only a couple months away. Super Bowl's in Vegas in February. The Falcons will not be there. So we can start speculating here in about 1 month on Black Monday. Arthur Smith will likely not be here. That'll be a fun episode to talk about. We might bring some adversarial guests on, maybe. I don't know, you know. Some of these weirdos who've been talking crazy on Twitter, I like to see, give them a platform, see what crazy talk they can talk. I don't know. Who knows? It might be a fun little Monday episode, but I know spaces are going to be heated again going into the off season. I'm ready. I'm back. Jaden Daniels Hive is alive and well. We back in the top 10.
You know, we can wrap it up off that one, brother.
Hey, just no J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I don't know these guys. I haven't been scouting nobody. I'm sorry.
Does J.J. McCarthy's name even sound like a Falcons quarterback?
Not at all. That's why I just said what I said. It doesn't even matter.
Nobody in the city be like, hey, we got J.J. McCarthy, though. Like, he sounds like a Patriots quarterback. Like, go ahead, send him to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Y'all know we want the brother from LSU. Terry going to be here. He going to get the brother from LSU.
Put on the show.
Baby Joe Burrow. Hey, no, we can't wrap up. Over under. Score prediction.
Told you.
Set at 44 and a half, baby. What's the line at? Hold on.
Entertain the folks. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for.
Give me your score prediction.
Oh, man, this hurts.
44 and a half. What's our line? Plus 5.
That's what I'm looking at. The line is 2.5 for Indy. That's fucked up. Vegas is on bullshit because they had the line minus three for the Falcons and we lost by two. Ain't that a shame?
You listen to your boy one of these days. Trash. 35, 25.
This game?
No, I'm talking about last year. I mean, last
year. Man. I was like, bruh. Jeez. Over 44? Under 40. Yeah, 44 and a half.
Bro, we don't win, first of all. So I'm saying 24-10.
Oh.
After what we just watched,
I don't disagree.
You think any big dogs in the trenches? You really think this defense finna be motivated to do that shit again in front of nobody? They finna get fucked up. Excuse my language. They about to get ran.
Because the Colts gonna have the ball for 35 minutes.
35.
20.
Not 40.
I'm going to go.
What's
31-17.
Who's winning that game?
Colts.
We about to be nasty like a 6-9.
Damn, brother. Like, oh, it just hurts. It hurts coming out. We're going to give up our first rushing touchdown to a running back this week.
It don't matter no more.
It don't. I know, like, that's what makes me so mad. We finally got a good defense. Like, I don't want to say 31 because everybody going to be like, see, now the defense shit. No, bro, the season's over. Like you said, it's
like, a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to play defense when you ain't playing defense for nothing.
I ain't playing for shit, bro. It's like, I ain't trying too hard no more.
Trying to hit this check and get up out of here and go to the beach.
That boy Derek Brown said, Falcons on vacation like us.
Right.
Yeah.
You going to the playoffs.
Stupid.
Stupid.
But yeah, I think it's a solid loss on Sunday. I don't got no faith, whether it's Ritter or Heineke. Art in over his head. You can see it. Bro don't know what he's doing no more. Mm-mm. I can only imagine what kind of energy they're coming out with on Sunday, but that ain't going to be good. Because it's like, you told me 3-4 weeks ago, we're not going to play musical chairs at quarterback. Now I'm sitting here fucking ringing around the rose in. Yeah.
With two cards.
Ooh, that boy got... He got two of hearts and the two of diamonds. That's all he got. Two of clubs. He ain't even nuts. No, I'm gonna give you three of clubs. That's what you got.
You gotta do something, huh?
All right. Over on the picks from Heineke. We know it's gonna be a Heineke show.
Zero picks, two fumbles.
I bet you throw a pick in his first five pass attempts.
We can bet that.
I bet you.
I'll put a strong dub on that.
Somebody might drop it. Jeez, we are down bad.
He ain't got no line. If he in the ball game, do you know how hard this D line for the crash?
Welcome to hell.
To the doldrums.
Welcome. Hey, Falcons. See, 6 wins max. I guess we parked. We could have had 10, but, you know, I wanted it more than they wanted it. So, you can go ahead and wrap this one up.
Could have been. Woo! Well, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another great episode of King's Landing. Thank you for joining me, brother. Y'all go follow Jerry King, my brother, at @_TheKing_ on X, Twitter, and follow your boy, Brian King, at KingHead57. What do Falcons do, baby?
Rise up, baby. We rising. We ain't dead till the season's over.
Can't go but up.
Hey, you know what's in this briefcase? What stands between us and greatness?